Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hard to wait for two rounds until you can pick a player in the third round. You do a lot of watching. But what I learned is a lot about the process, you know, just having a full calendar season to start this process. And it's nice just to see the plan come to fruition here where we're at the finish line, to have that one full year with the staff.
There was some controversy early this morning that we're going to get back into in about 6 minutes. A lot of controversy, people still weighing in on it, including many people that usually disagree with me, starting to agree with me a little bit.
Really?
So, you know, that's a dangerous area. You just heard Brian Gain. He addressed the media yesterday talking about how hard it was for him not to have draft picks last year in the first or second round. And after hearing him, I got to tell you, there's a lot of people that have different types of passions.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Gain's passion is drafting players and bringing them in. There's zero doubt about that.
I mean, this is what he, I think this is his dream job. He's attained it. He's one of those guys that clearly you can tell just by the way he talks. I mean, you know, he's a guy that is studious and would rather just be in an office or a cubicle, you know, hammering away at the draft, at prospects.
Is it possible, though, that if you like something this much, that maybe you undervalue other things,
other assets
mm-hmm. of improving a team that could make your team better? Is it possible that because Brian Gain loves the draft so much that maybe he doesn't value free agency as much as other GMs?
No, because I think I disagree. Because I think he's
no, that was a question. It's not a statement by me. I was just asking.
Okay, yeah. I think he just values the process of building a team. And I think, you know how I feel about his strategy with all the one-year contracts and such. I think he's one of those analytics guys, money ball guys, that just, I mean, he gets off on this stuff. He just loves the draft, you know, finding the best value, finding a gem, signing a player that could maybe have more upside, you know, that has the potential and all that. I think he just loves that stuff.
I think he does, but, you know, what if he's not good at it? That's my thing, and I'm just trying to. I trust Brian Gain, but mm-hmm. there's a lot of guys that I've trusted that have violated my trust in sports. And if he's not good at drafting, then I don't know what's the other ways in which he's going to improve the team. I have no problem with his approach to free agency, and mm-hmm. it's a fluid process. And that's the reality is we don't have a large body of work of Brian Gain,
right?
But if he's not good at drafting, this could be a total disaster.
And it's funny you mention that because, you know, I've always, and it's not just me. This is not a unique thought by any stretch for me, but people, the politics of the draft always comes into play. And you don't really learn if a guy.
Politics, huh?
Yeah, in terms of like if you draft a player, that player has a fast track to staying on the roster over players that are not drafted or acquired otherwise, or you inherit it. You know what I mean? Like he's inherited some players that are long gone because they weren't his draft picks. Your draft picks, because you don't want to look stupid yourself. So you're going to hold on to him for at least a couple years. And I know Sean was kidding around, you know, Lewis Nix disagrees. Lewis Nix did play for 2 years. It was on the roster for 2 years here. But then he was a quick exit, of course. So what I'm saying is Justin Reed was a home run, right? Kiki QT was a home run, but was injured. What was Martinez Rankin?
Hurt.
These are all his picks last year.
Hurt.
Right? What was Jordan Akins?
Solid.
What was Duke Ejiofor?
Project.
What was Jordan Thomas?
Project.
Peter Columbia?
No idea.
Jermaine Kelly?
No idea.
So he's got a home run, he's got solid, and he's got injured players. We're not going to really know how good outside of Justin Reed. You know what I mean? And if that was an outlier, we'll know if that was an outlier or if he's just really good at evaluating guys, you know, that he can take in the second or third round. I'm convinced he likes the third and fourth round more than the first and second round. I'm convinced.
I think he likes the second.
Or the second.
He likes the second.
Second and third. Let me say, I think he likes the second and third more than the first.
He likes the top 60 players.
Yeah.
He likes the board. He feels like
he wants to find that gem, you know, that other guys are sleeping on.
He feels like that board. He feels like his top six. I think he likes the first two rounds. That's mm-hmm. what I think. Mm-hmm. The second and third is where he thinks he can make his work. Because he talked yesterday and he said that first rounder you expect to start right away, second rounder you expect to contribute significantly and eventually be a starter, third round maybe be a contributor and then eventually develop into a starter. So he said that he wanted to draft three players with those top 55 picks that could be starters for the Texans. Mm-hmm. And he actually said four of the top 80, I believe. So that's his mindset.
Let me ask you this, okay? And I'm asking a question. This is not a shot. Don't read it the wrong way, people. No.
Smelling some passive aggressiveness.
It's a question. Where was Justin Reed projected to be drafted?
Second round.
Early second round. I'm looking at it right now. Late first or early second. Pro Football Weekly had him as the 36th overall prospect. The draft scout had him as a late first round pick. So what I'm saying is, what if this was just a no-brainer? This home run was just a no-brainer because you're sitting there in the third round. You know what I mean? What if you or me or Figgy or anybody sitting there and Justin Reed falls in your lap? What if it was just like you're not – I mean – He wasn't a hidden gem in the third round, is what I'm saying.
I think that's an interesting question because I mean, like, the Minnesota Vikings got Randy Moss, and obviously mm-hmm. Randy Moss is one of the greatest of all time, but he fell to them in the 20s,
right?
And he was a Heisman finalist. He was a top 2-3 talent, but he dropped for whatever reason. Justin Reed just mm-hmm. dropped. It wasn't mm-hmm. the same reasons for Randy Moss. We don't sit here and say, wow, you know what? That GM for the Minnesota Vikings,
right.
He drafted Randy Moss. That's a smart, smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's common sense.
No, it's – and I don't play video –
It's a damn good question,
I don't
John.
Play video games, but it's Madden stuff. You got a guy like that that's projected 30 to 35, 36.
And he falls into your lap.
And you're sitting there in the third round and you need a safety. You're like, hey,
you haven't made a draft pick yet. You haven't made a draft pick yet, so you're more
– And he's a headliner.
Focused on value.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's a damn good question. Maybe we give Brian Gain. Do we give Brian Gain too much credit for doing something that obviously he should have done with Justin Reed? I think it's a good question.
To me, his home run was more Kiki QT than Justin Reed.
I could see that.
Justin Reed is a no-brainer pick. Now, people passed on him, so there was something going on. And so he gets credit for doing the obvious. But I think the more home run gem that he found was Kiki QT, not Justin Reed. Justin Reed was an obvious pick in the third round.
We'll get into the comparison of Brian Gain with other GMs in just a second, but we got to address some drama on the station earlier today. And 9581 on the text line brings this up when we're talking about Brian Gain. Kind of stupid to bring up not having a first-round pick because that's the only reason he has a QB all caps right now. No reason to bring it up. It led to something that important. Okay, what the hell are you talking about, 9581? Like, what are you talking about, Will, actually, guy? Like, he didn't have a draft last year. That's the point. Nobody's saying that it was a bad thing. The point is, right. As a general manager making picks, he didn't have a draft last year. So don't be Will, actually, guy. It's
I need
Friday.
You to shut the hell up
yeah, really,
for the immediate future.
You don't have to shut up, 9581, but just think a little bit more before you press
Nobody
send.
Here lamented not having a pick.
No, it's just he didn't have it. It's worth bringing up that he's never made a first-round pick, and we're less than a week from him making his first-round pick. There was some controversy today, and we'll get into this for just about 1 minute. This is a one-minute in-the-loop roundtable on
mm-hmm.
a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Birthday cake. I'm not a fan of it. Mike Meltzer's not a fan of it. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, how do y'all feel about birthday cake?
I like birthday cake.
I like it on a birthday. I'm not like eating it all throughout the week.
Yeah, whenever they have cake.
For the event,
whenever they have cake and stuff here, I'm not going to be digging into it. Yeah, probably. So, why?
Because I think it's disgusting.
It's not disgusting. Birthday cake is good.
I'm not a fan.
And it also depends on which birthday cake. If it's hummingbird cake, I'll eat that pretty much anytime it's in front of me. Or German chocolate, I'll eat that pretty much anytime it's in front of me.
I'm not taking cake home.
No, I'm
from
not
a
taking
party
cake
or nothing
home.
Like that, but I eat a slice.
That's a good way to
no,
put
thank
it.
Thank you.
Yeah, good.
No, thank you.
You're a pie guy. What are you having for your birthday?
Ice cream.
Just ice cream.
Ice cream.
I think you've asked me. You've told me that before.
Ice cream, bro. Birthday cake. Hell no to birthday cake. No way. Not my thing.
Man, you've got weird tastes.
Not my thing. Well, you say I have kid tastes, but nothing's more kid taste than birthday cake.
Oh, you know what is nothing more kid-like?
What?
Just eating a giant bowl of ice cream instead of cake?
Nah.
Yeah, and having weird tastes like that?
Nah, man. I don't agree with that. 713-572-4610
if
you want to get in. Yes. Yes.
What's the one thing that you didn't like as a kid that you still don't like?
Birthday cake.
Seriously?
I'm not a picky eater.
Yeah.
I can eat whatever. I don't like birthday cake.
You have weird taste.
I used to not like black olives. I can get down on some black olives on a pizza. I fight through it, but I don't prefer it.
I love black olives.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Love them.
Anything that makes the breath smell bad, J-Lo loves. It's all capital L's.
I never
anything,
have
garlic.
I never have bad
breath. I'm not saying you have bad breath. I'm saying you have bad breath taste.
Oh, garlic is.
You
I
love
put garlic.
Garlic
on everything.
You love garlic.
I put garlic on everything.
You love olives.
Onions.
Onions you love.
I love onions.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But you're courteous with the onions. You don't bring them in the studio like some people.
Yeah, well.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Figs, Sports Radio 610. And leave them in here, by the way, when you're not even eating them.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not going to name names.
What does it rhyme with?
Hitch Mord. Hitch Mord. Left his onions in here and wasn't even eating them.
Wow.
Very, very, very
Hey, did
rugged.
You guys hear?
I did hear. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, Sports Radio
Smell
610.
Too.
What GM does Brian Gain remind you most of? And the Rockets are facing the Jazz tonight. I think Rockets fans might be getting a little
We're
bit
gonna
too
do that
cocky.
Bet?
We're going to make a bet next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.